Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Could we see vaccine passports to travel internationally, either into or out of the U.S.?
We're taking a very close look at that. You know, one of our principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The big money's in passports, green cards, counterfeit currency. We'll make a bundle.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's a thing called DARPA, which is a Defense Applied Application Research. It's an outfit that came up with the internet.
Loose, but no cigar.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Once we simply proclaim the truth, which is that the big lie is a lie, but we need to get the truth out to those people, and Donald Trump should be an absolute pariah.
If our Republican friends vote against this, I would ask them, what are you afraid of?
Chocolate chip.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The truth. Whenever anyone from Harvard Law School, especially as a Democrat serving in Congress, tells me he's going to tell me the truth, I feel pangs of doubt.
You're skeptical.
Yes, more than skeptical. I'm reaching for my wallet. The louder he spoke of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
You know who I always think of when you say that line?
Who?
Andrew Cuomo. There must have been a lot of spoon counting in New York over the last couple years.
Speaking of New York Democrats, you know, we have a prison up in northwest of the city of Boston. The Federal Medical Center in Devens, and I think they call it the Devens Medical Center, and it's where they send sick prisoners, including mental patients. Carlos Danger, Anthony Weiner was there for a year or so. The former congressman and candidate for mayor who was sexting underage girls, among other things. And Carlos Danger is now out washing dishes in his brother's restaurant or something. Well, there is a new New York crook, Democrat crook, who has just come to our Commonwealth of Massachusetts. You know who it is?
Who?
It's the former Assembly Speaker of New York, Sheldon Shelley Silver from the Lower East Side. He stole millions. No, Joe, not trillions, not billions, but he stole millions of dollars. And they let him out for about 2 weeks because of the panic. And then they realized who they'd let out, and they brought him back, and they threw him in into Otisville. But now he says he's sick. He's another one of these guys who's dying. So Shelley Silver is going back. He's going to Devens.
Wow. We hardly knew ye, Shelley.
That's where Anthony the Saint Laurent was, the old Providence gangster, the guy who said he needed to take 50 enemas a day.
Oh, yeah. You mean have 50 enemas?
Yeah. He
yikes.
Yeah, well, you know what we used to call him, right?
Oh, I don't want to know what you used to call him.
Come on, it's the dinner hour. Come on.
Does it have to do with enemas?
Public enema number one. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I was gone too far down that road. The audience here at 110 Grill kind of liked it.
There's no turning back at that point.
They liked it. Thank you. Thank you. The 110 Grill here in Plymouth will be here for another hour. Grace and I, it's Grace's birthday. We're broadcasting live down here. John Connors won a copy of Hitman. He was driving away. He came back to pick up his book. We got his address, and we'll be sending him a copy of the book. Come on in. It's on Commerce Way in Plymouth, and you can still get into the final drawing of the day, which is two tickets to VIP experience at the Howie Carr Show. Now it's time for the Chump Line.
Happy days are here again. The masks are off and I can breathe again.
Very good. Very good. Let's see, though, how many places actually go through with. I think most places will be mask-free tomorrow. But, again, if you're in any of the People's Republics, including most assuredly Amherst out in the 413 area code, things will be the same standard operating procedure for the last 15 months will continue. The beatings will continue until morale improves.
We'll, Mr. Baker, tear down that plexiglass.
That was a good one.
Here at the 110 Grill, the plexiglass is already down. There's a place in Kenmore Square on Lansdowne Street, the Cheeky Monkey, where they are actually going to tear it down at 12:01 tonight.
Oh, that would be so fun.
I hope someone's got to get some video of that and puts it on social media.
Maybe who David Hasselhoff can come out and sing? Wasn't he there for that?
Was he?
Maybe I have my facts mixed up. I'll do a little research.
All right. The Trump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, looking forward to seeing drastic price cuts on face masks, to hearing commercials start with, now that we're back to normal, instead of, during these special times, and smelling legal backyard barbecues. It feels great, don't it?
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I just wanted to wish Grace a happy birthday. I remember when I turned 29, I had just been elected to the Senate, so Senator Byrd threw me a slumber party. He was very accommodating, though the pillowcases in the guest room had holes in them. And instead of birthday candles, he lit this large lowercase T on fire in the front lawn, which I think stood for tapioca, my favorite. I mean it.
I thought he was going to say when he was sworn into the Senate, he met Henry Clay and Daniel Webster and John C. Calhoun. What, you were right, Grace, weren't you?
Yeah, so David Hasselhoff sang on New Year's Eve of 1989 on the Berlin Wall to an estimated 500,000 Berliners. So I think he should sing something for tonight.
I think Charlie Parker is... I know he's devastated that it's ending, but he's also devastated that people are happy that it's ending. You know, I think that really bothers him. That people... You know, he thinks of himself as Winston Churchill during the Battle of Britain, you know? And the rest of us just think of him as some idiot bust out, like the mayor in or the politician in Jaws.
Can I get me some cheap plexiglass here?
The price of lumber may still be sky high across the United States of America, but at least in Massachusetts, the price of plexiglass is about to take a big tumble.
Relax. We're riding with O'Biden. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. As long as we've got our chocolate chip ice cream, we don't have anything to worry about.
AOC has a lot of gall, trying to pull off of Blumenthal. She wasn't even there during the big scare. Now she has PTSD, even though she was at the mall.
Yeah, if you missed that, she went on some podcast this week and said that she feels like she's a combat veteran because she was a few blocks away from a fray, shall we say, on January 6th.
Tomorrow, May 29th, is the last day for wearing masks. After that, we all go commando.
Oh! Feel the breeze, going commando.
Actually, today is the last day. Tomorrow, May 29th, is when we all go commando.
This is Charlie Parker. When the next wave wipes out you Neanderthals, I'll be around to say, na 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 boo boo, COVID is real.
Yeah, he's going to be talking about upticks very soon. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be coming out every once in a while.
Right. 508 says, you meant Charlie Parker is the Neville Chamberlain of World War II. Yeah, exactly. He thinks he's Winston Churchill. The rest of us think he was Neville Chamberlain. That's a good way to put it.
So COVID's dead in Massachusetts. It's time for a good old-fashioned Irish wake.
Believe me, you're going to see it across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. They'll be passing the beers across the casket.
What's an Irish wake?
A celebration, shall we say.
Oh, okay.
With distilled spirits.
Hey, and by the way, 617 says, I saw three masks for $1 today. They were $10 each last year. Mailroom manager sent me an email today. A lot of clothing companies are sending the fancy masks out now for free because it's over.
Let's hope so. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. On this memorial holiday, in honor of the valiant service of our mask mandate, I will establish a room of the unknown mask and will lay a mask at Arlington Station when the T inevitably breaks down. And to the folks in the community, please don't stop wearing your masks. Rather, join me in wearing your mask at half mast.
That's one ear. When you just have the loop in one ear.
Officer Mark wants to know, where is Charlie Parker ordered that all used plexiglass be stored? Is there any particular place that the used plexiglass should now be stored now that it's no longer needed after 12 o'clock this evening? Maybe Charlie Parker could not be reached for comment, but we know. We'll get to it.
In a room.
Maybe we quote you on that, Governor Bacon.
You can take this mask and shove it. I ain't wearing it no more. I went downtown, looked around, and I saw three or four.
Oh, a great reworking of the Johnny Paycheck classic of yesteryear.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call, leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 Eastern Daylight Time on the weekdays. The number to call is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you like more chump line messages, you can get more at Chopped Chumps. Those are the ones that didn't make the broadcast version, but we post them every night around 7 o'clock Eastern. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, looking forward to seeing drastic price cuts on face masks, to hearing commercials start with, now that we're back to normal instead of during these special times, and smelling legal backyard barbecues. It feels great, don't it?
So COVID's dead in Massachusetts. It's time for a good old-fashioned Irish wake.
Yeah, they used to not go to funeral homes, Grace. You know, the old time Irish people, and they would lay out the body in the casket in the parlor, the front parlor, and just invite people in. They'd be passing drinks over the caskets.
You know what we should do for this one though? Pass hand sanitizer from one person to the next. Everyone gets one last squirt.
It's. What do they call him? Someone called him the Prince of Purell.
The Prince of Purell. I like that.
If you can support your overall cognitive health with a convenient, delicious daily chew, why wouldn't you? That's why I take Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. These things are great. They're from the makers of Super Beats Heart Chews, and they taste great. They're wrapped in foil just like the Super Beats Heart Chews. They have a blueberry flavor instead of a pomegranate, but it's pretty much the...
I like both.
I like that. They're really good. Memory and Focus is their newest product to help promote brain blood flow and support your overall cognitive health. When we were in Portsmouth last week, a guy came up to us when we were leaving.
He stopped us in our car, and we thought maybe he was going to ask for a book or something, and he said, I just got to tell you, I've been loving the Super Beats.
Yeah. The Memory and Focus chews, that's the ones he liked. He said it was really making him feel sharper. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you could support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied ingredients unique to this product, Superbeats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein. It's essential to sustaining memory, learning, and higher thinking as we age. And like other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of scientists and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of a special limited-time offer right now. Get a free day supply of new Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews. You already like Superbeats Heart Chews. Order another bag of Superbeats Heart Chews, and you'll get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus. Go to superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Get your free bag of the Superbeats Memory and Focus. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack. Everyone has been waiting for this, and it is good until Sunday. Get your Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack at EdenPure.com. And put in code Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
As 15 months of lockdowns and masks, etc., come to an end, was Governor Charlie Bacon part of the solution or part of the problem?
Part of the problem.
4% honestly believe he was part of the solution.
844-500-4242. Did he get into the hugs today again, how he wants? I want to hug my father. I haven't been able to see him for 100 million years.
This time it wasn't about his father. It was about a woman who was telling her experience of the pandemic, and he wanted to hug her. Then he realized that he could hug her because they had both had been vaccinated.
Okay, let's hear it.
I read a study at one point in the midst of all the stuff that I was reading during this about the psychological and physical benefits of hugs. And like so much, COVID just took all that stuff away. And there was one person in particular who really couldn't get through what she wanted to tell me without breaking down.
Name, please. Can we get a name here?
And a year ago, I would have had to just stand there and watch, which would have been awful. And instead, I was able to do the thing that all of us want to do when someone we care about is in distress, which is I hugged her. And I hope and anticipate that that sort of thing will come back to being very commonplace, because it is one of the ways we all buck each other up.
Pardon me for throwing up. God.
Come on. You didn't have a little tear in your eye when he told that story?
No, I did not. Taylor is going to play a lot more of these after we're through at 6 o'clock. Taylor will be playing. Taylor's got a lot more of this. I don't think we have time to play it, though. He talks about the businesses lost. Many were lost through no fault of their own. No kidding. They were lost through your fault. How did they lose all those businesses in Massachusetts? Got a mirror, Governor? Governor, 844-500-4242. 603, tomorrow I'm going to throw my masks over the State House fence along with John Kerry's Purple Hearts. People like that one.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The texters, and I'm sure the listeners and everybody else, is really impressed with Charlie Parker's eulogies today for COVID-19. What a bunch of bleep. That's all I can say. So we've got a lot more cuts to play, and Grace and I are leaving at 6. But Taylor, you'll get to all of them, right?
I'll get to as many as I can. Yes. If not any other reason than to revel in his sadness.
Yes, I know. We all, he's made us sad for 15 months. Now it's his turn. It's Charlie's turn to cry. Charlie's turn to cry.
Cheer up, Charlie.
Yes, good time Charlie's got the blues. We haven't played that one yet. Let's play that one coming back the next time. Anyway, it's time now for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
But first, Howie, I think we're going to... Oh.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
The great thing about live broadcasting, especially radio, is you can just turn on a dime.
You really can, and that's
why. So before we begin Police Blotter Facts Friday, we are going to pick the winner of the Howie Carr VIP experience. We are broadcasting here from the 110 Grill in Plymouth, and all afternoon people have been entering our lottery, and they've our raffle.
And the winner is Gail Gaberti. Gail Gaberti. If you're not here...
Is that Gail?
Is that Gail?
I'm Gail.
Gail.
Yay, Gail!
Gail has won 2 tickets to the VIP experience.
Congratulations!
All right, she's very excited, as she should be.
Yes.
That's good. Very
I
good.
I love that excitement.
So we will be seeing you soon in Needham for the VIP experience. Thank you, Gail. All right, now it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories from the local daily or weekly newspaper or the internet. And some papers have their own police-authored columns, police log, police blotter. And this is a and we ask them to send the stories to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time every Friday, we read the best ones. And we give prizes to the 2 best ones. What
yes.
are they?
The prize this week is going to be a copy of your book, Plug Uglies. And I'm very excited because the sponsor of Police Blotter Facts Friday, Piantedosi, Joe Piantedosi, is here with us to also read some stories.
Nice to be back with you both today, and happy birthday, Grace.
Thank you very much, Joe. Glad. And Joe brought me a beautiful plant, and he's the host of Breaking Bread, so everyone make sure you check that out.
What plant was that? What is that?
It's an orchid, right?
It's an orchid.
I was trying to trip her up, Joe.
Yeah, no, I'm not an expert. all right, so I'm going to start with the runner-up here, and then Joe's going to go. We're going to go back and forth. Here's the first runner-up for Police Blotter Facts Friday. They do not win a prize. Woman seen jumping into monkey habitat at El Paso Zoo, identified and arrested by police. A woman was seen in a viral video jumping over
this
a barrier.
Like, and this is almost the anniversary of the death.
I'm so glad you brought that up, of Harambe.
Harambe, yes.
Because it's like, when will we learn our lessons?
How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more of our primate cousins must die?
26-year-old Luz Elizabeth Ray was arrested Thursday
morning.
What was
her name?
Luz, or Luz, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
Luz Elizabeth Ray. Elizabeth Ray was the girlfriend of Wayne Hayes. It was another Argentine firecracker type woman. She couldn't type, but he put her on the payroll in Congress.
Well, they said about this Luz that these are primates we're talking about. They could do substantial damage to you, the zookeeper said. They may be small monkeys, but they can take you to the ground if they wanted. He said the woman didn't put herself in harm's way. She didn't just put herself in harm's way. She also endangered Libby and Sunday, the 2 spider monkeys. And I just want to say, it's so irresponsible to do that, because then they have to take out the monkeys when you're the one who's being a dope.
She's eating surrender monkey.
Was there alcohol involved in this near tragic incident?
You know what, Howie? It does not say, but I think you could be onto something there. There often is when someone's climbing over a fence.
Well, I have the next one. It's pretty fun. I always get the naked people. I don't know why. It's kind of nice, but
there's plenty to go around, Joe.
And it's always Florida, too. Anyway, this nearly naked Florida woman leads troopers on a high-speed chase in a stolen car. A nearly naked Florida woman led state troopers in a high chase speed in a reported stolen car. At times reaching 110 miles per hour. According to Florida Highway Patrol, a stolen 2009 Cadillac sedan was reported traveling southbound on I-75 in Sumner County on Saturday morning. The Florida Highway Patrol said they located the car near the mile marker 307 and attempted to stop her at mile marker 300. Long story short, she was not
to answer the question on all the male listeners' minds. She was not guilty.
Well, see,
she was a little the worse for wear, but not bad.
Should say full disclosure. Howie Carr sent me this story, so even though I didn't print out the mugshot, he has done his own side research, okay, and he knows what the woman looked like.
I am an investigative journalist.
Well, she was charged with grand theft auto, reckless driving, fleeing and eluding. In possession of methamphetamine, just to keep things in track.
Yes, okay. Now, this is an interesting one. Cheese photo leads to Liverpool drug dealer's downfall. Carl Stewart was identified through his fingerprints after police analyzed the image he posted in an online chat. So he was holding up a piece of cheese. It was Stilton cheese. And he had taken a photo and said, I love this cheese. And because his fingertips were so visible in the photo, they could run a scan on his fingers through the cheese.
Wow.
I know. It's just you know, an interesting crime story.
They always say, you know, criminal technology is ahead of the police. In this case, it was the other way around.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah.
Okay, another naked story. This naked man dives on a tarp, crawls through a tarp tube during the Nationals' rain delay.
There was a lot of video of this story.
Yeah, so one fan caused a lot of trouble for the National Park security during the rain delay at Wednesday night's game between the Washington Nationals and the Cincinnati Reds. A nude streaker found his way onto the field and decided to go slip-sliding away on the infield tarp. After diving headfirst to reach a top roll.
Paul Simon flashback.
This is an elite idiot on the field performance. They got him out of the top roll.
Yeah,
he was taken away by security.
There's a lot of video of that if anyone's curious. Okay, so this next one's kind of sad, but I had to read it because I got it so many times. Missing man's body recovered inside dinosaur statue may have gotten stuck retrieving cell phone. A father and son made a grim discovery on Saturday when they found the body of a 39-year-old man inside a statue of a dinosaur in a Barcelona suburb. The BBC reported that the unidentified
man... What was the dinosaur's name?
Rex.
I guess we know what kind of dinosaur it was.
Yeah, I guess. It is very sad, though, because this man was just in there and he got stuck. But, you know, it fits the bill for police.
How many people die in the course of a year grabbing us for a cell phone or trying to shoot a selfie on a cliff?
Oh, those people.
Or next to a waterfall.
I often think a few wrong turns in my life and I could have been one of those cliff selfie people.
Or next to an animal in a zoo, like one of the...
Yeah, trying to get a selfie
exactly.
With a tiger.
Yeah. A woman was shot and then she drove herself to the police station. So this was in...
You know, if I shot myself...
Oh, God.
I think I would drive myself to the hospital. But,
well, this woman from Port Carbon, Pennsylvania, was having an argument with her husband, I guess, and she tried to leave, but the man allegedly shot her. And she then eluded police, but she has a search warrant on a separate charge, and she got pulled over, but she showed up at the police station with a gunshot wound to her neck. She's now hospitalized in critical but stable condition.
To her neck.
Yeah, to her neck.
Wow. She must be a good driver.
Yeah. So anyway, well.
All right, video shows, man.
I'm getting vibes about the Transit Cafe when the Killeen had his nose bitten off, or the Mullen had his nose bitten off. Remember that, Jimmy? Yeah. those were the good old days in South Boston.
Video shows man. This is a very strange story. Video shows man putting baby swans in a cooler at Orlando's Lake Eola Park. Onlookers watched in disbelief as a man batted away a mother and father swan at the lake, grabbed their recently hatched babies, and tossed them into a red cooler. Frank Howard said he and his fiance were at the lake that evening and were admiring the swan family with the two babies. So they're watching it going, oh, how lovely. And then this man with a red cooler shows up and snatches up the babies and says, oh, no, I'm here. I'm protecting them. This is part of what I do. But, I mean, the cooler is a giveaway. It's a little bit like, doesn't sound legit.
You know, if I had gotten that story as a former city editor, I would have said.
Oh, an edit?
I would have said, yeah. I said, onlookers watched in disbelief. Wrong word. Onlookers watched in horror.
In horror. It's true. And also just a side note, this is what the guy said. This is the witness. He said he reached down and grabbed one, and the mom started going crazy, and he hit the mom with a cooler. He was saying, yeah, we rescue them all the time. I've done this many times. Look at my arms. They're all scratched up from the father's attacking me. Howard said they continued to ask him questions. They're like, you, Howie, inquisitive, but thought he was legitimately trying to protect them. He said his wife has been crying ever since the incident. Sad.
Okay.
She's suffering post-traumatic stress disorder. She's in a therapy group with AOC.
This man allegedly set his neighbor's house on fire because they didn't mow his lawn. He was upset because he asked the victims to mow his lawn the day before, and they hadn't done it. He came to the victim's house on Sunday.
Why didn't he pour the gasoline on the lawn and just set it on fire? That would have solved the problem.
He wanted to burn the house down. He was asking.
Was this Rand Paul's neighbor again?
Is he just got out last month. We checked him out on the Bureau of Prisons website. He was just released. Is he back in New Bedford now, Taylor? Have you seen him on the street?
I've seen hide nor hair of him.
Well, this guy tried to take the registration sticker off one of their vehicles, but he failed to do that, so he decided to set the house on fire.
That was his next step?
No, I think that was the it was his first step, and I guess that failed, so then he decided to set the house on fire.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
Exactly.
And he admitted to making the mistake and said gasoline was used along with it from the lawnmower. So he did take the lawnmower gasoline out that they were supposed to use to mow the lawn.
So it's kind of like it's symbolic.
Exactly. It made a statement. So he's currently in the Woodbury County Jail with a $20,000 bond.
All right. Now, before we go to break, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Big thank you to Joe Piantedosi for being here. He's sticking around to read the winners as well, and it's a favorite segment, and we thank Piantedosi for always sponsoring it. Take it away, Howard.
Sitting is the new smoking. These days we are sitting working on our computers more than ever. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was a result of 5+ years of prototyping and researching, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours a day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or lose feeling in your legs because you were sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need this. You need the Backstrong chair from All 33. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews, 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. Again, get $100 off and free shipping right now by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We've been here all afternoon at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Give yourselves a hand here today. We've had a great time. And Grace and I are leaving at 6 o'clock. Taylor will be taking over after that. And we really want to thank Robert Walker. He's the owner of the 110 Grill and Apex Entertainment and Aviva Trattoria and so many other places. And he's a great person to we appreciate his support over the years. And thank you very much. Thanks to everybody here at the 110 Grill. The staff has been great here. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank great. You so much. The food has been amazing. The staff has been awesome, all the servers, and it's just been such. And the fans have, the listeners have been lovely.
And thanks for all the graft that Grace, mainly Grace today, and me to a lesser degree, have obtained. We appreciate it.
Are you sad?
Graft is always appreciated.
You're jealous.
Hey, shout out to Ryan Dion, too, who runs 110 Grills for Robert.
That's right. Ryan, yes. I talked to Ryan earlier. Yeah.
And shout out to you, Joe Pantidosi.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Now, okay, enough shout outs. We got to get to the winners here. Joe, I'm going to let you take the first winner of Police Blotter Facts.
Again, from Florida. I pick either naked people or Florida people. Yeah. I don't know. Or
sometimes both.
This is a drunk Florida man says truck swerved because it was struck by lightning.
So could have happened.
Collier County, which is Naples, the west coast of Florida, a man told troopers during a traffic stop that he was driving erratically because his truck was struck by lightning.
It's the lightning capital of Florida, you know, Collier County.
Is it struck really? By white lightning.
Steve Stinson, 38, was accused of driving drunk on I-75. In an arrest affidavit, he told the cop that he had his turn signal on, but he was swerving lanes because his truck got hit by lightning. He had alcohol in his breath, surprisingly, slurred speech, and had difficulty locating his insurance paperwork.
I'll bet his eyes were glassy, too.
But this is even funnier. He also claimed that he told the trooper that he had tingling in his hands. Thought maybe he was diabetic, though no doctor ever diagnosed him of that. But he told the state trooper that could be an issue. He had several sports-related concussions in his earlier days, though none of the recent.
Okay.
I like this story because the guy brings out every excuse. Yeah. He tried every single one.
Was he on Capitol Hill with AOC on January the 6th?
All right, guys.
Well, we'll get the best line of all, though. He denied drinking alcohol, said he only ate peanuts and Cracker Jack earlier that day.
Wow.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack. I thought that was interesting, but go ahead.
That is very interesting.
Everybody knows they put alcohol on the Cracker Jacks.
All right, here's the last one. Man who I feel bad now. There's children here. Man who tried to have sex with a cone jailed after lewd act. A man who was caught trying to have sex with a cleaning cone at a train station 2 years ago has been jailed after he was exposing himself at the window of his apartment. After the bizarre incident. When I first heard this, I thought it had to do with ice cream cones, but it was a traffic cone.
One of those orange ones, probably, with the stripes?
Yeah, the incident took place on the evening of March 18th. The defendant at the time was living in an apartment, and the witness was a resident.
I'm guessing it was a Section 8.
We cannot say for sure.
It was the day after St. Patrick's Day. Maybe that had something to do with it as well.
That's a very good point, Joe.
I don't like these things. Anti-Irish slurs going down.
Sorry.
There. All right. Okay, thanks to everybody at the 110 Grill. Thanks for coming out. Thanks to the staff, the management, the owners. We had a great time. Happy birthday, Greg!